Today, I'm so happy to share a bit about another podcast that I think you're going to love. It's called We Can Do Hard Things. We all do hard things every single day, like loving and losing, caring for children and parents, forging and ending relationships, battling addiction, illness, and loneliness. But we often struggle in silence. But twice a week, Glennon Doyle, her wife Abby Wambach, and sister Amanda Doyle have honest conversations that find light in the darkness. Guests like Oprah Winfrey, Jane Fonda, and Elizabeth Gilbert join in, and what's created are these gorgeous, real conversations that help each of us understand ourselves and our lives a bit better. And we realize that we're not so alone. Today, I want to share a little snippet from an episode with Liz Gilbert, best-selling author. She shares her transformative practice of planning her days and her life by writing two-way letters to love every morning. I think it'll really move you. Take a listen.
When I was going through my first divorce and my collapse from an absolutely love-addicted infatuation with the guy I left my marriage for, where we flew very close to the sun and then crashed and almost died, because it was that kind of love story. And I was just wrecked and shamed and full of despair and full of so much shame. It was mostly shame, just so much shame and so lost. And I wrote about this in Eat, Pray, Love. So this was like 25 years ago. And I woke up in the middle of the night. When I look back on it now, I just think, man, I didn't have any tools for what I was going through. I was just going through it like raw, but it was the going through it rawly that started to collect me my tools, you know? But I don't know. I can't remember the moment of inspiration that caused me to take a notebook in the middle of the night and to just write a letter to myself saying the things that I have always wanted to hear somebody say to me. They were really simple. And essentially what love said to me was, I'm right here. There was this presence that said to me, I am right here. I have always been right here. There is nothing that you can do to lose me. There is nothing you can fail at so much that it will cost you my love. You can't earn my love. You can't lose my love. It is innate. It's yours. I am never going to leave you. I was here at the moment of your birth. I'll be here at the moment of your death. Whatever you need to do, I'll be with you. Because I remember that night I was struggling with whether I needed to go back on antidepressants. And this voice was like, if you need to go back on antidepressants, I will be there with you, loving you through that. If you don't need to, I will be there loving you through that. There's nothing you need to change about yourself to be more or less loved than you are. And I've got you, and I'll stay up with you all night. If you need to stay up all night crying, I'll be with you. I'm right here with you. If you fall asleep, I'll be here when you wake up. And nobody had ever said anything like that to me. Mm-hmm. Although I'd been trying to train and trick people into saying things like that to me with medium levels of, and if they did say it to me, you know, it didn't end up working anyway. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't supposed to be coming from them. Oh. You know? It wasn't supposed to be coming from them.
Yep.
No matter how many games I played to like extract that from them. So that I started doing it as a practice, and I didn't even know really what to call that thing that was speaking to me. I didn't really feel very comfortable with the term God. Unlike you guys, I was not raised in a high demand religion, so I hadn't had something forced on me about spirituality that was so aggressive and domineering that it made me want to recoil from it, but I hadn't really had anything, you know? So I was, in a way that's kind of easier because I was sort of building, you know, building my own ideas. But over the years, I just kept reaching out to it. And then I just started calling it love. And it's what it is. It's this unconditional loving voice. And I have a tattoo on my chest that says, I'm right here, because that is the thing it says most, more than anything. There are a few things that it constantly says. One is, I'm right here. The other is, you can't lose me. The other is, you haven't done anything wrong, because I'm such a guilt addict and I'm such a shame addict. So it's constantly telling me, like, you really haven't done anything wrong. Ugh. And you don't need to do anything. And it's okay if you can't do anything, which is very different from what I was raised as. Mm. It's like, you must constantly be perfect and you must never make a mistake. And mistakes are totally unforgivable. And any lapse is an emergency and a catastrophe. So, you know, like, fix it, shape it up, zip it up, you know, like, and love's like, I don't need your zipped up self. I don't need you. I don't need anything from you. It's another thing it often says. I don't need anything from you. Mm. And I remember when I was first beginning this relationship with this thing, I would sometimes say to it, I don't believe in you. And it would say, I have no problem with that. I have no requirement for you to believe in me. And I would say, but you're not even real. And then it would say, well, then who are you talking to, sweetheart?
I had that experience too.
Who are you talking to right now? Who are you up in the middle of the night having a conversation with? Like, I don't know. You're not even real. So I didn't do it daily. I used to use it. It was real foxhole stuff. It was like, yeah, when I was in real crisis, I would reach for it. And it got me through Rhea's death and Rhea's relapse into drug addiction. It got me through two divorces. It got me through multiple shame episodes, multiple breakups and failures and my own addiction. It's really been true to its word that it's never not going to be there.
If you want to hear more from Glennon, Abby, and Amanda's conversation with Elizabeth Gilbert, head over to We Can Do Hard Things, episode 268. If you like what you hear, join them and guests like Tracy Ellis Ross, Gloria Steinem, Brandi Carlile, and Brené Brown every Tuesday and Thursday on the free Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.